too had recently found out her husband found their sex life boring. She freaked out about it for a couple of days, but then decided to do something about it. She'd bought several books and had been studying the art of lovemaking for the past 2 weeks. Finally, feeling like a master of awakening passion, she headed to a sex shop to buy some stuff. As she headed home, she thought about the ambiance she wanted for the bedroom and what she was going to wear. She'd bought a navy blue bra with lots of straps and a cheeky bum panty a while back, so she'd probably wear that. Thinking about her usual bra and undies, she realized their sex life was boring, starting with that. It was time to change things up. Sue only had an hour before Luke arrived, so she rushed to the bedroom to set things up. Tonight needed to be perfect if she hoped to rekindle their passion. After turning on some candles and dimming the lights in the room, she played some jazz from their favorite album on the speakers. She changed into her outfit for the night and then set an essential oil, a bottle of increased duration cucumber lube, and a remote-controlled vibration egg on the bed. When she heard Luke pull over, she went to hide in the bathroom so she could surprise him when he entered the room.
Sue was normally very picky about leaving things on the bed because they could stain the white cotton mattress. So, what would... Luke wondered if he was dreaming. Sue was wearing a sexy blue bra, walking around the room, and was now giving him a back massage. Sue handed him the lube and vibration egg's remote. She played with the egg in her hand for a couple of seconds before inserting it into her mouth while looking directly into his eyes.
She preferred to let her actions answer the question. Guiding his fingers to her mouth, she removed the egg and replaced it with his hand. She licked and sucked on it to suggest what she was planning on doing to him later tonight. Then she added a couple of drops of essential oil on her palms and rubbed them all over his back. They massaged each other's bodies for several minutes, pressing down around the base of their backs so their pelvises would meet. Grabbing the bottle of lube, she placed some in her hand and began to give him a hand job from the tip all the way to the base. Whenever her hand reached the bottom, she applied the extra pressure and slightly moved his penis to the side for extra stimulation and blood flow.
Luke was surprised by Sue's sexy disposition, which he was more than happy to enjoy and take advantage of. He grabbed the vibrating egg and rubbed it around her wet vagina as a natural lube. Then he pushed her onto the bed. With a single push, he inserted the egg inside of her and gave her vagina a small kiss. Oh. Luke was enjoying watching Sue curl up and clench the mattress. It turned him on a lot. As she closed her legs in a reflex, Luke observed her stomach rise and fall onto the bed every time she moved. It gave him an idea.
Luke pulled on one of the elastics on her blue bra and let it snap against her skin. He did this with every strap before sliding his hand under her back and undoing her bra with one movement. Although Sue was enjoying herself a lot, it was time to pleasure Luke even more. She switched positions with him in bed until she was on top of him, on her knees. His hands slid up and down the sides of her thighs and waist. He tried pulling her several times, but she resisted because she needed to do a couple of things first.
Luke couldn't believe his eyes. She was dancing for him. Swinging her hips to the beat and rocking her head back and forth, she let the music guide her body into a sensual melody that drove him crazy. Sue's hands were all over him. When she scooted back a couple of inches and lowered her body, Luke closed his eyes. He wanted to let her surprise him.
She massaged his penis in between her breasts for a bit before finally going down on him. She swirled her tongue around and sucked for 7 seconds at a time, with a small break in between each round. According to her book, 7 seconds was enough time to nearly bring him over the edge. Since she wanted to make the night last as long as possible, 7-second intervals were perfect.
Luke had never enjoyed sex with her so much. What was she doing with her tongue? It was amazing. He couldn't wait to penetrate her, though. His hard penis was expecting her. He cupped his hands around her face and brought her up to his lips, where he kissed her passionately.
Sue still needed to remove her underwear, but Luke was getting impatient. He pulled at her underwear so hard that it snapped and he threw it to the side. Inserting his hand into her vagina, he pulled the egg out and pushed himself in hard.
Pulling on her ponytail with one hand and occasionally slapping her ass with his other, he controlled her rocking motion as she rode him like a bull.
She lifted herself up and down his dick quickly and repeatedly so she could feel the tip going in and out. Sue also knew Luke was enjoying this because he'd never slapped her before during sex. He'd also never been as noisy. Sue reached for the egg, which was still turned on, and had an idea. Placing it at the base of his penis as they fornicated like wild animals, she let its vibration bring an added layer of pleasure. It tickled her clit, but also stimulated him. He was even pushing his pelvis upward and lifting her even more.
Thank you. Thank you.